Stuart, well done first of all. Job done. You've got to be delighted with that today.
Yeah, I'm not delighted leaving ABBA behind in the dressing room.
With the beers.
I managed to get the lad's music off and get some ABBA on, and now I've been called up here, but I suppose such is life. Yeah, of course, really proud of them. We knew it'd be over two legs. We're really tight. As I say, it was the best, well, second best two defensive records in the league behind Bolton, and it was always going to be tight. And, you know, we said the other night, 1-0 we'll be delighted with, and we come here. I think, listen, you've always got a chance of losing a goal any time, but I thought the desire, the commitment, what they've shown all season, nobody can point a finger at their lads' efforts and desires. And I'm just so proud of them and the staff and everyone that worked hard. But do you know what makes me, coming in this morning, I was just thinking how nice it would be for the fans to get ready for a trip to Wembley, for them, you know, and we're going to have how many days now, we don't know, to get excited about it and to look forward to it. And we're one step away from obviously getting into the Championship. But, you know, it was a lot of hard work today, and I thought we were the better side. I knew
were you surprised that Fleetwood didn't really seem to have a go, or was that because you were in control? Because we were very good today.
Well done. I think that's right. I think we played in a certain way. We stifled everything they... But if you actually look over the four games, they ain't created a lot against us. We might not create a lot against them. Even the game here, you know, the two goals, you know, we switched off, we were poor defending. But I know a lot of people who were here today, and a lot of people were here that night when we got beat 2-1. And I'm just so pleased for them to send them home happy, for everyone, for the city of Bradford to look forward to going to Wembley. And we'll give it everything we've got. And, you know, the players deserve outstanding credit, as do the supporters and everyone else behind the scenes.
Yeah, many congratulations, Stuart. When the final whistle had gone and the players were celebrating, bonding with some of the supporters down there, I noticed you were stood in your technical area here. You just had your arms crossed. You had a smile on your face. You know, were you reflecting over all manner of things for the last 12 months?
Yeah, without a doubt, yeah. This was the aim. We said at the beginning of the season, let's see if we can go one better than we did last year. It was going to be a big ask. No, listen, let's get it right. Getting beat in the playoffs last season and Phil leaving, because Phil was a top manager, no bones about that. And he had a lot of, you know, obviously the lads love playing for him. So to come in and then bring his own side in and own staff and everything. But the players who were here have been outstanding. The lads we brought in have been terrific. And we've got, they were singing the other night, the lads wanted one more song. Well, we've got one more game left, and we want to make sure we're ready for it, which we will be. But I'm just so pleased that we can, you know, give the supporters an excitement now, looking forward to it. I know they're all edgy and nervous, but we said to them today, I said to our lads, my lad asked me this morning if we're nervous. Not when I look at the team we've picked in the squad that we've got and the people that are on the bench.
One final word about the opposition, it'll be Millwall. If you could have picked an opponent.
No difference for me. You know, we've had two tight games against Millwall. We know, obviously,
that's what Neil Harris has said about you as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but we'll really relish playing at Wembley, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well done, Stuart. You've been great all season, and good luck at Wembley in 13 days' time.
Thank you.
There you go.
Much.
Thanks to Stuart McCall. We'll try and get more reaction for you. City have done it. We've gone from the coast and we're going to the capital. The Bantams are on the way to Wembley.